The question, first question was what? How was Yitzchak fooled? By the way, can anybody bring me a raya that Yitzchak really wasn't fooled? No. Bring me a raya that Yitzchak really wasn't fooled. Yes?
If Yitzchak was really fooled,
bring me a raya that Yitzchak really knew his two sons. He knew that Yaakov was Nishtam Yoshev Alam and he's the Tzaddik. And Esav is not, and Esav is not the same. What's the raya? Pasuk Yutes, Perek Chof Zayin. Vayeme Yaakov Aloviv, Anochi Esav Becherecho Asisi Kasher Dibarta Eloi, Kumno Ashevo V'ochlo Mitzedi Bavur Tvarachani Nafshecho. Vayeme Yitzchak El Benoi, Mazem Mihato Limtzoi Bnei. Vayeme, Ki Hikrat Hashem Alekecho Lefanoi. Vayeme Yitzchak El Yaakov, Gishono V'amushcha Bnei, Hatoze Bnei Esav Imloi. Why did he say that? Yeah. Rashi says, Omar Yitzchak Beliboy, Ein Derech Esav Liyos Shem Shemayim Shogur Befiv. V'zeh Omar Ki Hikrat Hashem Alekecho. So did Yitzchak, was Yitzchak fooled? Yitzchak thought that Esav was the Tzaddik and Yaakov was the Rasha? Oh no, oh no. He knew, he knew. So he knew who was Ein, what does Rashi say? Ein Derech Esav Liyos Shem Shemayim Shogur Befiv. So you see, he knew, right? So the question is, so if he knew, so then why did he still want to give the brachas to whom?
Maybe he needed it.
To Esau? To Esau? Okay. Next possible. That's what it says. Alright. Chazal interpret everything in terms of ruchnius, right? Yitala Shemayim, Tershav Iksav, Tershav Alpeh, Medrash, Agoda. Why do they interpret it literally? That's the first question. Right? And then, and if it was Ruchnius, so why was Esav so interested in the brachas?
Right. Why are all the brachas?
Also, generally, why are all the brachas in the Torah given? Even when Hashem, he always blesses, always physical, always physical. Okay. Next question. What was the next question? Yeah. Why did Esav have to ask Yitzchak three times for the bracha? Do you have any? Either he has it or he doesn't. I mean, either he has it in his pocket or he doesn't have it in his pocket. He doesn't have it, so I don't have it. That's all. Then he keeps on pleading with him, says, okay, I'll make up one for you. What kind of thing is this? The difference, what's the difference between the brachas that Esav received and the first part of the brachas that Esav received and the first part of the brachas that Yaakov received? What's the difference? Yes? The Rambam is Perek Tishii Mehilchos Shuvah. That's the Rambam. Rambam says like this. After the Rambam explains the benefit of doing mitzvahs, the matan schar and shal mitzvahs, that's where he has in Perek Ches, Olam Habo, Chai Olam Habo, and what the real schar of doing mitzvahs is. So then the Rambam starts off like this. In Perek Ches, he starts off Halacha Aleph. He says, Me'acha shenoida shematan schar and shal mitzvahs, va'ateva sheniskalo, and the real good that a person obtains by listening to mitzvahs, Im shamanu derech ad Hashem makosav b'teira hi chaye ha'olam haba shenema l'man yitav loch v'arach da yomim v'anakoma ma'u zeh shekosav b'chol ha'teira kula. What is it that's written in the whole Torah? Im tishmu yagi alachem kach v'im loy tishmu yikre eschem kach v'chol oisan ha'devorim b'olam hazeh. The Rambam says, Rambam is kasha. Rambam is perik. Going, for instance, seiva, liya, satiation, food, plenty, rov, hunger, melchama, v'sholoim, malchus, v'shiflus, yeshivas ha'oret, v'golus, v'atzlochas maise, v'hesedai, u'shor kol divrei abris. That's the Ram says. Ram's question is a very good question, right? Since the whole good is really olam haba, I can tell you mentions olam haba. Kol Eisen HaDvarim Emes Hayu V'Yiyu. These, all the things the Torah said is true. U'bizman she'anu Eisen Kol Mitzvahs HaTorah Yagiyo Eleinu Tevas Ha'olam Hazeh Kulon. And when a person keeps the Torah, then he has all the good of Ha'olam Hazeh. U'bizman she'anu Eiv Malayim Tikren Eisen Ha'arois HaKsuvais Eleinu Tevas Ha'arois HaKsuvais. I'm sorry. And if we're over the Torah, then we have all the bad things that are written in the Torah. Va'afal pikein, Ram says, even so, ein oisan ha'tovos heim seif matan scharen shel mitzvahs, v'loy oisan ha'rois heim seif hanakoma sheneknim me'over ha'kol ha'mitzvahs. So why does the Torah give brachos in the physical? Why? What's the answer? It's only a means. It's only a means. Only a means for olam haba. But the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't say the end. Because the Torah is telling you one thing, that the Hashgacha is such that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will change, controls the laws of nature in this world so that you can have the ability to have Olam Haba. That's what it wants to tell you. You understand what I mean? It's telling you the lesson, all the brachas and the klaus teach you one thing. Hashgachas Hashem. That's what the purpose is. So therefore, see the brachas, that's why the brachas that Yitzchak gave to Yaakov was what? Were really brachas. It's true they were brachas of Gashmias. However, yes, correct. It was a means for the Ruchnias. That's why Chazal say the Yitin Lecholakim, they interpret everything. Yitala Shemayim means Tarshav Ksav, Mishmane Aretz, Tarshav Alpeh, Medrashes, Magareis. Why do they say it's a remez for that? What does it mean by a remez? Yeah, why? In what way is it a hint?
That's the way to do it.
That's the purpose. The purpose was all for Ruchnias. You understand what I mean? Yitzchak Avinu didn't leave over a legacy of brachas of Gashmias. It was Gashmias, yes, but for what purpose? For the purpose of Ruchnias, just like all the other brachas in the Torah. You understand that? Now, let's take a look further in the Parsha. If you have a chumash, it would be very helpful. Further in the Parsha. Yikra Yitzchak. Yikra Yitzchak el Yaakov Vayivorach, I say. Perak Chavches, Pasuk Aleph. Vayitaveo vayemelo l'sikach isha mibneis kinoan. Kumlech padena arom. Beisub. Vekel shaka yivorach ischo v'yafrecho v'yabecho v'yiso l'kehal amin. V'yitin l'cho es birkas avrom. L'cho l'zaracho itach. L'rishtacho es eretz migurecho. Asher nosan elekim l'avrom. What do you see there? What about the brachas he gave before that he thought he was going to say so? What about those brachas? What do you see from this? And which was the bracha? Is this the bracha? That's the bracha. What's the answer? That Yitzchak had two brachas. Yitzchak Avinu had two brachas. One was a bracha of Gashmias. That was Mital HaShemayim Mishmanei Aretz. But the second bracha he had was what? Was purely Ruchnias. The Yitin L'cho... V'yitin l'cho es birkas avrom l'cho l'zaracho itach l'rishtacho es eretz migurecho asher nosan l'kim l'avrom. So what do Yitzchak have? Which was the second bracha? Was what? Second bracha was the real bracha, the birkas avrom l'rishtacho es eretz migurecho asher nosan l'kim l'avrom. So really you see Yitzchak Avinu had two brachas. One was a bracha that he was going to give over of Gashmias, and the other one was completely Ruchnias, right? To build Klal Yisrael. That was Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, Maimad Har Sinai, our whole Kahal. That's Gashmias. That's Gashmias. That's Ruchnias. What is that? What is it? Over here is that there should be a Kahal ki b'Yitzchak yikar l'chazara. What does it mean? For his own purpose. Well, yikar l'chazara means that there should be an Ummah of Klal Yisrael, which is Eivdei Hashem.
Is this getting bad?
What is the Birkas Avram? What is the Birkas Avram? The Bris Bein Absarim. What is the Bris? The Gamas Agai Shavad Zaran Oichi V'Achrechen Yitzchak B'Chush Gadol. The whole thing was Matan Torah. That was the Birkas Avraham is Torah. That's what Birkas Avraham is. So you see, Yitzchak really always intended the Birkas Avraham to go to whom? To go to Yaakov. Why? Because Yaakov was the Ishtam Yeshiv Eholim. He knew that's not for Esav. Esav couldn't make it. So who? That he always intended. Because he always intended to. That's the first he had two brachas to give. One was the bracha Gashmias. That he gave to Yaakov when he thought he was Esav. Right? That's one bracha. The second, later he was going to give the bracha of Birkas Avram to whom? That Yitzchak wasn't really fooled with his two sons. Yitzchak really knew that Yaakov is Ishtam Yeshiva Halam, and he knew that Birkas Avram was going to be given to whom. Always he knew Yaakov. That he knew. But he only made one mistake. What was the mistake? The mistake was, and this Rivka perceived, but he didn't perceive it. The mistake was that he felt that the bracha of the Hagshama, the bracha of Gashmias, should be given to whom? To Esau. Why? What's the answer? Why is it like this? Yitzchak made one mistake. The mistake is this. The Farshim say, the one who says it is the
Tziv Chumash. What's Chumash? The Hemek Dover. Hemek Dover. You see, you have it? Yeah, Zorg Chumash. So it says like this. He says a good shot. He says, Yitzchak was never able to recognize Ra. You see, there are two types of people. There's a practical person, and then there's a person who is complete tzaddik, completely involved in Torah, and doesn't recognize evil. Doesn't recognize Ra, doesn't recognize evil. People can fool him. He thinks everything is, everybody's like him. You see? Yaakov wasn't that way. Yaakov was not a simpleton. He couldn't fool Yaakov. Yaakov was able to fool Lavan Harami, who was the most tricky person. You see? Yaakov was well adept at all areas. When it came to Torah, he was the greatest chacham. When it came to politics, to handling with Lavan, handling with anybody, he was the sharpest. Yitzchak wasn't able to. V'haraya, Yitzchak was so naive that you see that he couldn't even go to choose a wife for himself. He had Eliezer had to go. He couldn't. Avram couldn't. Avram had to call over Eliezer and tell him, make sure of a kach, he had to prepare him. Yitzchak couldn't do it himself because Yitzchak didn't know how. Yitzchak at that time. What? So you understand? Because there are certain people who are completely out of Olam Hazeh. They have no shechus to Olam Hazeh. And those people have a difficulty. There were Gedolei Yisrael like that. That they're so involved in Ruchnius to the point where they don't understand the way average people think. And they can be fooled very easily. You see? That's why Yitzchak was never allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because it says, Ata Oila Tanima. Ain't it Kedai? It's not Kedai for you. Avram Avinu left Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov went. But Yitzchak was not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Because he was an Oila Tanima. He was a person that couldn't perceive evil. Because he was such a tzaddik. He was a complete tzaddik, a total tzaddik. They didn't realize. How does a person work when he sees a Russia? Person works as a Russian, knows his own way, the way he would do it, and he figures out, oh, he's trying to fool me this way, that way. It's a projection from his own operations. Yitzchak didn't have any of this. Yitzchak was raised in the base of Rom. All he knew was one thing, was Torah and Tefillah, Avodah, completely, complete tzaddik, total tzaddik. Yitzchak, therefore, when he saw Esav, he didn't perceive the evil in Esav. He didn't understand it. Who perceived it? Rivka. Why? Why did she perceive it? She was from Beis Lavan. You understand? So she perceived it, but she could never communicate it to Yitzchak, because Yitzchak couldn't believe it. See, Yitzchak saw that this man goes out in the field and he's hunting, and Yaakov is sitting and learning. Why does Nathan learn? So what was the answer? What was the answer that he felt? A very simple answer. He felt like this. Every person is different, the Teva. I told you yesterday when we learned through the Rambam. Rambam said that a person can't make himself a tzaddik and say, okay, the Rambam says you're not supposed to eat anything unless it's for health. I will not eat a single thing. I won't have a candy bar, an ice cream, or anything, because that doesn't improve my health. I'm better off eating a carrot. Why can't he do it? Because he's not on the level, you see. If he's not on the level, saying he needs these enjoyments in order in order simply that he should be able to think clearly. He shouldn't be anxious, shouldn't be in a state of unhappiness. So Yitzchak thought that Esav is a person that needs a lot of physical things. Not that he really intends to do evil. He's not an evil person. It's just Beteva, his nature is such that he requires a lot of physical, he needs a lot of the means. Yaakov doesn't need these things. Yaakov, if he has an oil, that's enough for him. But Esav Beteva, when Esav was born, you see, it was Yishtoyer, Deres Seyer, he was his whole tzura, his whole mahus was a different one. It was one which required tremendous physical forces, tremendous physical pressures. So he was a person who required a lot of the means in order to do good. But he thought that Esav's objective also was good. But the only thing is he requires a lot of Olam Hazeh. So therefore Yitzchak had the perfect plan. He said it like this. Simply, the Gashmius must be given to whom? Who needs the Gashmius? Esav needs the Gashmius. Why? Because in order for him to enjoy Ruchnius, in order for him to have Ruchnius, to ever get it, he needs all these things. Yaakov doesn't need this. What does Yaakov need? Ishtam Yeshev Eholim. He only needs Birkas Avraham. He doesn't need the physical. But Esav wants to do good, but he needs a lot of the physical. That's his teva. That's the way he was born. That was his nature. Each person has different nature. Ram explains this. So therefore, one person can live without practically anything from Gashmius. Another person can't do it. And if he tries to do it, he's wrong, because he's not on that madrega. So therefore, he felt that Esav inherently wasn't on that madrega. But his objective, his purpose, Esav's purpose was also l'tayv. You see? That was his mistake. Just that was the mistake. Why was it a mistake? So therefore, what happened was like this. But Rivka understood that Esav was really in Russia. So what would happen if Esav would get the Gashmius? he would have destroyed Yaakov, simply. You see? See, if Esav wasn't in Russia, so then it would be very fine, a good plan. Esav has the Gashmias. As a matter of fact, if he's good, so he'll share the Gashmias with Yaakov. His intentions are good. He needs himself, but whatever extra he has, he'll get to Yaakov. No problem. But Rivka saw that he was really a Russia. And since he was a Russia, if he gets the Gashmias, he will destroy Yaakov. So that's why she had to make out a way that what? That Yaakov should get the brachos. Alright? Yes. Not success. Say for Russia, Latadik and Vakish Namisai. The Russia wants to kill Latadik. If, since Esav was really a Russia through and through, so therefore, he would destroy Yaakov if he has the guy. If he has the power, he'll destroy Yaakov. If he wasn't a Russia, so it'll be fine. He gets the Gashmias and he gets the Ruchnias. No problem. But since he is a Russia, so he'll use the force, the physical power, to destroy Yaakov. That's why it couldn't be that way. You understand what I mean? Okay. So therefore, that was his mistake. Now let's take a look back at the Pesukim. Let's take a look now back at the Pesukim. We'll see what happened. Ayihi kasha kilo Yitzchak levarches Yaakov. What is the Harada Gedela? What was the Harada Gedela, really? What was the tremendous Harada Gedela? Why? What did he realize? That what? At that point, Yitzchak realized that he raised the Russia in his house. How? What do you mean how? Because take a look at the Pesukim. Pesukim like this. What does Gam Baruchia mean? He has to be, Chazal say. Why? Because it was written Baruch HaKadosh. Yitzchak knew that once the brachas were given Baruch HaKadosh, that it cannot be revoked. There's nothing that can't be rescinded, that can't be cancelled. So therefore he knew if the Baruch HaKadosh permitted the bracha to take place, there must be a reason for it. Of course, he was supposed to use his own das in trying to do the best thing. That's the way it always is, giving over to man to use his own seichel. But over here, the Ashgach intervened. And the brachas were given with Ruach HaKadosh to whom? To Esav. So therefore, to Yaakov. So therefore what happened? Gam Baruch Yeh, so he recognized that what? That really Esav was a total Russia. There's no hope for Esav now. It means he must also be Baruch. He must be blessed. Why must he be blessed? Why? Because Ruach HaKadosh. Why is he doing it with full knowledge? Why? Because he realized at that point, whatever Pshat you're going to say, but he realized at that point one thing, that what? That Yaakov is the one that deserves the brachos. Therefore his whole evaluation of Esav is wrong, and Esav is really a total Russia through and through. That was the Harada Gedela Ad Me'od, that when Yitzchak realized that from his own children, what he did was from his offspring, there was a Russia. He didn't realize that. You'll notice that before, by the beginning of Tellus, beginning of Parsha, it doesn't say that she communicated to Yitzchak the nevuah that she received from Shem Vever. Why? I told you before, Yitzchak couldn't realize that. Yitzchak was a total tzaddik. He couldn't recognize Rishis. If Yitzchak would realize that the Rishis came out of him, he wouldn't be able to live. He wouldn't be able to take him. That was Harada Gedela Ad Me'od. There's two types of tzaddikim. There's a tzaddik who is only in the olam, is only in the world of Terah. That's one type of tzaddik. And there's a type of tzaddik who also deals in the world, in the regular world. Yitzchak was a type that was completely mufrash. Two types of tzaddikim. Two types. Wow, his nature is such that HaKadosh Baruch Hu relieves him of some of the obligations that you have on this world. Because his nature is such, he's completely for the, he completely lives in the Olam HaMes. You see? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets the person live that way in the Olam HaMes, removes him from the whole Olam HaShekhar. There's another type of tzaddik that for some reason the Ashgacha sees that he gets involved in the Olam HaShekhar. You see that Yaakov Avinu was that way. With love on all the Torahs he had, constantly involved with the, he had to do it. True, Yitzchak couldn't be Moshe Rabbeinu. So what? There's two different types of people. Yes. Kishmoya Esav is divrei Avi, vayitzak talking to the Marmar, vayim alav, barcheni gam ani Avi. Vayim abochich b'mirma, v'yikach b'chasecha, vayim achikar shmai Yaakov, v'akvenis af mayim. Hine, vayim ahaloya tzalta li brocha. Vayayin Yitzchak, vayim alay Esav. Hein givir samtiv loch. Yes, kolach of nasati lelavodim. The dog is here. Semachtiv. Right. What can I do? He says, "There's nothing I can give you. The bracha of ruchni is pure ruchni. Is that always belonged to Yaakov, and that I'm going to have to give him anyways. The bracha of gashmi is for the purpose of ruchni. Is that went to him also. What's left? There's only two brachas. Either it's this world, or it's the next world. There's olam hazan, there's olam haba. There's nothing left. He has both. You have nothing. So he said like this." So he said like this. What did he do? What was the bracha really? The essence of the bracha? was one thing. Gashmius, pure Gashmius, just for the sake of Gashmius. The question is, but Yaakov already has the Gashmius. So what's the answer? Gashmius Ruchnius. So what happens if Yaakov uses it for Ruchnius? Then he has it. He made a condition, a tenai in the bracha. Before, he just gave him the Gashmius for the purpose of Ruchnius. Now he stipulated the tenai in the bracha. He took the remez of the pasuk and he put it into the pasuk itself. He said, not until now he had it absolutely without any conditions. He says, now, as long as Yaakov lives up to the conditions, then he has the Gashmius. But Vahoya Kashya Torid, Ufarakta Ulam Alta Harecha. Gashmius for the sake of Gashmius, that's what Esau has. At first he didn't have what to answer him. Why? For the simple reason there was no bracha like that. It was, you understand what I mean? The bracha was either Gashmius or Ruchnius, one of the two. What did he invent? He invented one thing. He made a change, a condition.
That's not what he said when he gave the bracha.
He all he did was he stipulated. When he said, when he gave it to Yaakov, it was with the intention. It was Gashmius, but he didn't make any condition. When? No conditions.
So he
what he did was all he, he's not.
You
can't change the bracha itself, but you can add a condition to the bracha. That he can do. No, well, only certain things. The bracha itself must remain. The bracha was that he has Gashmius, but when? In other words, he took something which was. Let me put it this way.
So
he took something which was implicit in the bracha. Implicit.
Why did
Yitzchak couldn't perceive. Gashmius per se was out of his mind. He only had two brachas. One was Gashmius for the sake of Ruchnius. That was Yitzchak Cholakim. And the other one was Ruchnius itself. Now Yaakov, he wanted to give the one Gashmius for the sake of Ruchnius to Esau. Now that I understand that you're a Russia, I'll give you the Gashmius for the sake of Gashmius. Which means that with it, that he split up the Gashmius that was given before to Yaakov. And he said, "Vahoya kasha torit." If Yaakov lives according to the purpose, then he has it. However, the moment he breaks away, then Esau gets it. Right. If he doesn't before, in the first form of the bracha, if it's for Gashmius for purpose of Ruchnius, he has it. If not, he could have it. He could not have it. He could get it. Esau is a free for all. There's no limitation. In other words, before when he has Gashmius, when Yaakov has Gashmius, if it's for Ruchnius, so he has it. If not, it depends on chance. Who's a smarter businessman? They'll get it. Who's better, more adept? Will get it. There was no bracha. It wasn't given to anybody. You understand what I mean? Then by Esav, what did he do? He took that Gashmius, which is for the sake of Gashmius, and he gave it a bracha that Esav has. That he always will have. You understand what I mean? Before it was simply left. You understand what I mean? To answer your question, Lilligus, Gashmius for the purpose of Ruchnius he gave to Yaakov. Gashmius for its own sake, he never gave it out at all. Zero. Anybody can have it. Whoever gets it.
But didn't you say that he had it on the...
Change it. Right. I'm saying that not the pshat that he gave the guy. In other words, originally it was Gashmius for the sake of Ruchnius. You understand what I mean? That's what it was. And Gashmius for the sake of Gashmius wasn't given to anybody. Then when Esav came along, so then he said Gashmius for the sake of Gashmius is for Esav. You understand what I mean? Okay. Yes. What is the nature of a bracha? How does it work? I mean, these type of things are things that we don't understand. I mean, things that are very deep things. All we can deal with is what we deal with what it is, but how a bracha works and why it's given this way and what the whole thing is. This is what, yeah. That Sefer I mentioned, the Emek Dover says that when Rivka saw Yitzchak, she covered herself. So he mentions, he says, the pshat is that that was a symbolic of their relationship. That Rivka and Yitzchak, certain areas, there was no communication at all. Because they couldn't understand. Yitzchak was a tzaddik and Eilat Tmima. He had no sheikhs to this world. Eilat Tmima. He had no sheikhs to this world. He was a person that was completely lived in the Olam HaEmes. And that's a different type of tzaddik. She was a person, she was one of the Imars, she was in the Viyah, but she was able to perceive other areas too. Avram was different, you see, and Yaakov was certainly different. Because Yaakov, it says, was the sharpest of all of everybody in terms of how to deal with love and Arami and with Esav. The Gemara says that when one of the Tanoim would go to visit the Malchus, he'd read over the Parsha of Esav and Yaakov. Next week's Parsha. Okay? Do you understand it? Why did he give him the Bracha of Gashmius for say Gashmius? Because he realized that's his nature. His nature is Nefesh Abahami. You see? The whole thing was that the whole thing in the Brachas was at that point that he realized that Yaakov got the Brachas, he recognized one thing. What is the thing? That Esav is a Russia. So therefore, what does Esav deserve? A new bracha. He had to invent a new bracha, namely Gashmius for the sake of Gashmius. That was not a bracha that Yitzchak carried all his life to give over to his children. That was not a bracha that he intended to give over. Yes? by that Yitzchak couldn't receive it, we mean that without the intervention of the Ashgach, he never would have seen it, because in the normal circumstances, he would have said, no. That's what it says, Kitzayed Befiv. What does it mean, Kitzayed Befiv? He'd ask his father, how do you make a bracha on this? How do you make a bracha on that? So the father thought that really he wants to do the right thing. He wants to make a bracha. He has to go out and do this. He has a tremendous taiva. He can't control it. He has an uncontrollable taiva. He was born that way. Yaakov was born with a small Yitzchak, he was born with a big Yitzchak. So he has to cope with it. But his intention is also l'tayiv. That's what the Chazal say. Chazal say, Echad Amar v'Echad Amamit, V'Vad Sheichav and Livul Shemayim. Each person has the same nature. One person is tremendous. He couldn't come with the Yetzer Hara. What? Sure it does. Gemara says, Machshava Tayva Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitzvah L'Maisa. A person has good intention, even if he doesn't have everything. Kadosh Baruch Hu considers him a mitzvah. Yes. By Gilarias also. Except for Gilarias. See? Tagam Unkelus, Pasuk Mem. The Yehei Kad Yavun B'noi Al Pesgomi Araisa. That's Tagam Unkelus, means that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. Not Tan Drush. Yaakov is only conditional. Only conditional. You understand?
But
Esau. Yeah. And when I say conditional, I mean like this. His is Gashmius for the sake of Ruchnius. You understand what I mean? Esau's is Gashmius for its own sake. V'hiten L'choha L'kim. In the first one. V'hiten L'choha L'kim. Why? Because Mahualakim Bedin Imroy Lacha Yitin Lach. If you deserve it, you'll get it. Rashi says that's the first bracha. Yitin Lachalakim. But by Esav, it just says the other way. What does it say? It says Hine Meshmana Arsi Yemashvachem Talashmai Meol. Means not whether he deserves it or not. It's not Tali and Schusim. That's his. Gashmius for second Gashmius. The first one is when you deserve it. That means Gashmius for Ruchnius. That's the chilek between the two brachas. You understand? V'yitn l'chol l'kin means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to you according to you whether you deserve it or not. If you're using it for the right purpose, then you get it. If not, you won't. By Esav, that's not good. Esav uses it for whatever he wants. He gets it. That's it. By Esav, it's regardless of what Esav is. By Yaakov, since it's for the sake of Ruchnius, it's only then. Yeah. That Esav, nobody can make him keep it off like Esav. But, like I said, that's what they say, yeah. I'll say, Adayin Lehigi, like, and the Gemara says, the Maisa with one in Brachis. Reb Tarfon was sick, was Reb Tarfon, yeah, that's right. So they said to him, they're talking about his great, great covered Kibbut Eim. So they said, Adayin Lehigi, Lachatzi Kibbut Eshel Esav. Why? Esav of Russia had the greatest Kibbut Av. But I one time said to Pshalagas, what's the shot? Pshalagas, it's true he had the greatest Kibbut Av, but the Kibbut Av didn't stem from the real source of Kibbut Av. You understand what I mean? In other words, because how could you say that a Russia, Yaakov, is a tzaddik, and Esav has a greater kibbutz? It doesn't make any sense. What kind of a thing is this? What, one mitzvah? He has monopoly over one mitzvah? It doesn't make any sense. What's the pshat? The pshat is, it's true that he had the greatest kibbutz, but the source wasn't because of Kavod Hashem. It wasn't because of Kavod Shemayim. It was a separate thing with him. Why he had it? Separate reason. You have to know why he had that great kibbutz. It was Shlodeshma, correct. That's right, Shlodeshma. It says that Dayan Laigil Achati Kibbutz Leisa. The Gemara means in might, in action. But not in Sitkis. What? I mean, Esav of Russia wasn't a passion, was a great time, and you can tell me that he's not as great as Esav of Russia. Okay, that's crazy. What's the answer? The answer is, in terms of the mice of Kibbutz, he wasn't as great. But the intention of Kibbutz, certainly Yaakov Avinu was greater with it. He had the greatest one mitzvah. Person, it's not one mitzvah over here. A person can take out one mitzvah and be greater than another person. That's crazy. Yes. If he took out one mitzvah, it shows you one thing. It shows you his whole intention was wrong. Certain reasons, we don't know what the reasons were. Different reasons why it was Mechabed Aviv. Certain Shalal Shmo reasons. Yes. Namely, that you shouldn't continue to learn Chumash. And I mentioned it many times. Just like you learn Chumash when you were in the first grade, in the second grade, in the fifth grade, sixth grade, you have to realize now that you're older, you have to take a parsha and analyze the parsha and work on it like you work on a Taisvis. Because this is Divrei Elokim Chayim. You have to work on it by going through the parsha well and the sources, not just learning it like. The hard thing is you have to break away from the way you learned it when you were a kid. They learn the Mefarshim, but also learn the parsha itself and think about the problems in the parsha before you see the Mefarshim. Go through the parsha, make believe, forget about what you did in the past. The trouble is, a lot of times people can't make any headway because they always stuck to what they have in the past. And they have an inferior way of understanding something and they can't change it. What you should do is break away from the past. Some mailers from Tarsha B'Ksav, just like it requires a mailer from Tarsha B'Ksav. Tarsha B'Ksav, because it's trying to understand Tarsha B'Ksav. It requires a mailer, tremendous mailer, to work on it, to understand it. With dots, not just like a little story. Tarsha's put together, every piece is put together perfectly. Next one was Ben David, yes.
What is like?
Hi, well, like.
What is
your
time,
President?
Why did you
not
laugh?
Right.
Wasn't
that
Shekhar
Tircha?
Wasn't that
Shekhar
Tircha?
The Shekhar Tircha is one of the
right?
No need for a double Shekhar, right?
Yeah, so if more emes will result from your lying, so then there's nothing on the country, then you should lie. Something not like they lie. Lie, that's a bad word, you know what I'm saying? Yes, over here was famous because the truth man was that Yaakov really was deserving of the brachas. So there was more truth in him receiving the brachas than in not receiving the brachas, right? And more truth is brought about through him making a statement which is false than through not making a statement which is false. So therefore, a person has to search the truth, that the truth should be should exist in this world.
But
the
truth is
what? Well, there's four questions there. You see, the Esav. You can't say Yitzchak was such a fool that he thought that Esau was the best one. I mean, it's ridiculous. Guys running out in the field over there shooting animals, and this guy's staying out learning. He said, yeah, he's a good one. You know? Because he satisfied his stomach. That's Yitzchak. Yitzchak Atari. The guy is what he recognizes as a value. No, I'm telling you that the...
One bracha was Yitzchak Lecholakim. Where's another question? It says Yitzchak Lecholakim, everything it says... In Chazal, they always interpret for the Mitar Shemayim. It says that Tzaris of the Tzavni, Shemani Aretz, Tzaris of Alten.
You go through the whole thing, is that God is in the Drushes. The only thing is, but the Pasuk doesn't say, the Pasuk says, plain physical world. Why does it have underneath each one? They say, this is Tzaris of the Tzavni. Oh, what's the idea there? I mean, certainly the Pasuk can't change the Pasuk. Like the Ram says in one of his letters, says, a Pirush can explain something, but a Pirush can't be, give more information than the original text. That's not a Pirush anymore, there's no information. Right? So he said, Charlie, he said that really he what he thought was like this, you see? He thought that Esav really, every person, in other words, has his own nature, can only do the good in accordance with his own nature. Mm-hmm. Esav was born, it says he was born a Deres Seyar, the way his physical structure was, that he had tremendous physical desires. So he had tremendous physical needs. So there's nothing wrong, that's not his fault. I mean, that's his construction, right? Okay, so that way, his makeup. So he didn't, there's no hate in that. He thought that with his nature, he is doing the best that he can. That's why I said he's asking what bracha do you make on this, you know, and how you take my soul. All these things he asks his father all the time. That's a kitzai b'fif, Chazal says. He's the fool in his mouth. So I said, you know what I mean? So therefore he fooled him into thinking that he really is after the good. But look, he can't learn all day. It's not his nature. Can't expect a guy for the Gemara. He didn't start with Torah. Echad amadat, echad amadat, v'vad shechavim l'ir shemayim. Not everybody can sit and learn all day. He can't. But as far as he can, he has to do it. So each person has to know his own makeup. So he thought that it wasn't Russia. Yitzchak couldn't believe it was a Russia. Especially the way he acted. He was very political towards his father. You see, when every time he went to the Seventh of the Gadim, when he went to see his father, he put on the Seventh of the Gadim, the can't keep it up. Mark says, nobody was a can't keep it up like this. Why is keep it up? Why? But so what's the shot? Shot is that he did it for an emotional reason, of course. The reason was because to him it was very important to have the respect of his father. That was a very important thing to him emotionally. See? He had an attachment to him. He wanted his father's recognition. And that's why he said by Yaakov, he said, even as much as he hated him, he said, Yikrivu Yimei Eva Lavi, Laharva Sachi Yaakov. As much as he hated him, he wouldn't do it in the lifetime of his life. He said when Yaakov took away the brachas, he was so angry, he cried, and he really broke down. He says, I'll wait till my father dies, and then I'll get Yaakov. That's what he said. But he would never do it in the lifetime of his life. Because he wouldn't want to hurt his father. See? He always wanted the approbation of his father. But Yitzchak was fooled into thinking that he really was sincere. It was just an emotional thing with him. Yitzchak was an emotional thing that he wanted Yitzchak's approbation. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It wasn't a sincere thing, but Yitzchak really thought that he was sincere. Thought he was trying his best. So therefore, there were really two brachas. One bracha is Yitzchak Lecholakim, King of Talashman Ashman Arat, and the other bracha was, you take a look at the end of the parasha, it says when Yaakov decided to leave, and Rivka sent him away, so she brought him before Yitzchak, and he said, she told him, so it says, come back a little bit, Yitzchak of Yaakov, Yitzchak called Yaakov and blessed him, he said, the Kel Shakai Yivarachai. He said, the Kel Shakai Yivarachai Chav Yafachov Yabecho Vayutu Vatal Amin, Vayutu Lachos Betas Avram, Lachol Zaracha Ita, Melishachos Eretz Megurecha, Asher Echol Lachim Avram. So you see that he's using that two prophets as well. As Betas Avram, to make Tahal Amin, Melishachos Lachol Zaracha Ita, Melishachos Eretz Megurecha, Asher Echol Lachim Avram, that was the Brit Saint Elsar. So he knew all along that Yaakov was the one that was going to inherit the good thing. Yitzchak. He always knew that. Hey, he's going to be on the other ones are on the field. But it was another bracha he had, material wealth. And material wealth, he felt that Esav could get. Because Esav is really a good person. You don't think that he's deeply rooted in the physical because of his makeup. You see? So he felt that he needs. Yaakov doesn't need it. His son, Yitzchak, what does he need? He doesn't need the water. He's happy. It's just for him. But Esav is the one that needs the physical, Why do they put this here? But they showed that the purpose of the bracha wasn't for the physical. The physical time, physical in order to gain the tether. And he needs the physical knowledge of the character. Yaakov doesn't need it. He's telling Yeshua, hell, what does he need? There's a little pot of beans over there. He's happy. He's sick.
What's in the book?
And his gacha was that he had the right to split it up. Time was given over to him. We had to go through it. That's a separate question. I can't answer that question. Why it had to come about through his keyboard.
Yeah.
It had to be brought about through his keyboard. You see. I don't know why. Why couldn't he just split it up and do it and divide it up? Then he had no right to do it, apparently. Apparently, he knew that this was the way it had to be done. This whole bracha can't split the bracha. This is given or that. This is given A or B. So he said, so he said to him, Now why it has to be done, I can't answer. But that's where it was. Okay. That's why the bracha has to be given to either A or B. It has to be that way. But he thought that it was up to Yitzchak to decide. Yitzchak thought this is the just way. This is the just way to divide it up. We give it up to Yitzchak, given the material wealth in order to have it. And Yaakov doesn't need it too well. He takes the biggest of room. The whole Zach, he could have a Canaan and this.
Yeah.
So
he has to give it up in the analysis.
We'll have to go contrive and get the secret box that way. What's the reason? The answer is because that would be good if Esau was really with Sanjay Mayan, it was more. Right? But if Esau is in Russia, so that means he's going to use nothing, he's going to wealth in order to gain, in order to live a proper life. So he's going to use it on the country as a destructive force. Oh, that's no good already. Then he can't have it. If Esau would have been, Yitzchak was a good one. Yitzchak wasn't a fool. The only thing else is he didn't see through the realities of his makeup. He was convinced that Esau really was a good intention. In Texas, he learns, he learns brachas, he's interested, halacha, whatever he can. Most of the day, he can't do it. Esau is a good person. Okay? But Yitzchak was one that knew. He saw. He knew right away. So, the Rav once I said that Yitzchak was the type of person that couldn't perceive evil. You know, like he was raising there by the base of Rome, you know, and he was sheltered through the whole thing. Quite a bit, you know, how does a person know what another person is about? How does a guy know? How does one person know what another person is going to do? But he himself knows what he's doing. Yeah. That's the way it is. So it's not a logical thing. It's something he looks at his own mind and he projects, see? Yitzchak was Ernest Nima. Because Yitzchak was Ernest Nima. So he couldn't go out of, don't ever go out of, you're with Mima, that's what you've learned as well, that's what you've learned in life, and you're the best life world ever. It's not a problem. With Esav also. But Rivka saw through it. She came from the house of love and Arami. She saw this kid. So that's why she was the one that made Yaakov go and get the bracha.
If Esav has all this financial power, then he could destroy Yaakov.
Number one, he could use all this might to be a destructive force for the world. Besides Yaakov, destructive charges, for all the world.
He didn't want it.
I'm going to join it. He wanted to have control over it, so it shouldn't get out of hand. Yeah. Not in the sense we want.
Hey, what are you, big thing? What are you for?
Why can't the fire?
They're giving the brush over there. See, the brachas would go with that if it was really, could be the brachas would go with that if that meant that Asa really the Lucas thing. He has no sacrifice to, could be like this. If the brachas only went with the one that his intentions were for the purpose of serving God. And once Asa forfeited that, then he didn't want to serve God at all. He has no sacrifice. Right? But he would probably deny that. So he'd say, look, I was in debt, I didn't mind that day, and I did it, but then I said, I might not be able to change it. Might not be able to change the singing, if it's a singing, that's a thing. That's another thing. But nevertheless, I'm not a rasha, I don't reject God. That doesn't mean I don't see why it has to be that way. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Okay. So it says, Vayan Yitzchak Vayan Yitzchak. It seems that he knew about the Bechara. Yitzchak. It points out in the Pasuk. It says, they have gained Zephamayas, Bechara, Filo Kachni, and unless you just told them. Vayama, Halea Tachali Bracha. Don't you have one Bracha? Then you have one bracha that's left over for you, right? So the guy used to be able to change the assumptive law. That's kind of how this happened to Allah about it. The gun was here to master. I didn't know anything. Well, look, life is more effort than it. What can I do? This is a young age of love. Have a racha achati lacha avi, but a chemi gamoy avi. A yisa eisa tera vayin. Right? Ah. So you see that, so he says, he's definitely not there. He says, Hayah yitzchot avi vayyem elah. He means, Mane ha'oret yiyem el tivecha, which has mayim all. Did he have this bracha before? So he just went away. He wanted to look like more after him, and then he says, "Is there anything left?" See, and then he says, "He's dug one out." No other stuff. Even if there was not this, was there something to begin with, right?
No,
is
that but that?
That really there were only two things. There was only the brick of Avram, and then there was the gasness for the purpose of the rachmiyah. That's all the bracha there. So when he asked the father, he said, is there anything else? How could I, what's there's two worlds there. There's a world of the physical world, and then you have the physical world for purposes of, and then you have the biggest of them. You don't have either, he said. Not, right? So then he said like this. The Yeshua father says, have a racha chasi b'chavi, is there anything left? So he said like this. He said, yeah, there's one thing left. You can have the physical for the sake of the physical. That's why he said, that's it's Vahoya Kasher Tori, Farakta Ulame Alta Varecha. So it means when he goes down, when Yaakov goes down, he doesn't keep the camera, then you get it. He made a stipulation for the bracha. There's no real bracha anymore. There's no more things. What else is going to give up? You give up the only physical giveaway, because of Rami has. What's the rest? So he said, if there's anything left, he didn't even give him a new bracha. What he did was, he made the other bracha conditional. So the bracha that I gave him will remain conditional only if he learns it. And he's a hetera. But the moment he goes down, the moment he uses it for himself, you see, then it's wealth for the sake of wealth, that you have. That's what it is. I don't think that. But the Yitzchak, that wasn't a real bracha, it was only conditioning the bracha. It wasn't a real bracha. Because the Yitzchak, a real bracha was something that had some benefit in terms of Alma Ba. That wasn't benefit in terms of Alma Ba. Gemara says that he had two charanas in his life this time. One was on the Akedah, and the other was on the air. And Gemara says, which one was worse? This was the worst charan he ever had in his life. Even sacrificing his wife wasn't as bad as this. Why? Because he recognized that he had the rasha. The moment he saw the bracha for giving the Akedah, there was nothing left. That means it's a rasha. I was the progenitor of a rasha. It was the biggest charan he ever had. It was the worst thing for him to sacrifice his wife. But then he dealt with the situation. So, that's the case. They gave him physical, and he had no choice. But the impact was fantastic one. He couldn't understand it. He couldn't see it. He was the progenitor of a Russia. His whole idea was that if it wasn't a Russia, so he was supposed to get the brachas. Because he was supposed to be the physical. Now, if he has brachas along, Dam Barach here. This is the way that means that once you get him, you want to get those brachas, or his people's brachas, take it back. Because that's the way God wants him to be. That means he has to be a Russia. That was the greatest holiday of any life. This is a Yemen Ace of Believer. That's perfect. Look at when you may air the lovey, the hard rush yata lovey. But then you have to get the Asus to save the Jew certain times. To have a Chmonos on a Jew in favor. But to live together, to be together and really have an Ava, so that it's possible. You know? You have a momentary feeling for the Jew, you know, and you see a lot of going to save the Jews in the Hatsukat station, and other things. But the permanent way, that's why when he came to him, he said, we'll each go, so he wanted to go live with them, Asa. They'll go together, and it's that.
Yaakov said, no, I said, look, I have to go slowly, you go, and I'll meet you there. too close. But certain times, I can have a chmur going to do. That's what I'm going to do. I'm always just asking the threat. I'm not too busy at the moment. But today, Russia, at the moment. But Asa's not a moment. Asa's not a moment. But permanently, you can't refer to the other. It doesn't happen.
That looks a little
wrong. You're robbing them of two ideas. That is the worst time you do.
What?
In other words, the kafar is a threat to Asa.
For how is that?
Now, I don't tell him, Mr. Mahabha. So what's this?
Nothing.
So what's this? Even in case we don't even know Vera. Yes, we have something, but not a halachic thing. Like you want to say, you don't pay for your building. You don't pay your building time. Well, it's not a lot, but it's not right.
That's
all. That's a question. That's an important person. People say, look at me and say, I rescue them. That's what it is. Unconscious of the world, the Jew is associated with an idea of God. Okay? And the real reason they want to say the Jew is because that is what it says. The Jew is like the conscience of the world. How does it work? By how, the Bible is the world bestseller?
What?
The Bible. Not a long time, too. But the point is that when people realize, all the nations, everybody knows the Bible. And when you read the Bible, you see, I don't think it's possible for a person to know anything about the Bible, especially the Jews and God, and Israel, constantly on the spiritual and history. There are too many things in history that seem to bear out. Theodore Wright, he writes in one of his things, he says, there's something that's very astounding about the Bible, no one mentions it even. He says, Moses predicts that the Jews are going to be dispersed to different lands, and he tells them exactly what's going to happen. He says, and it happens. Now, how did it happen to me to make a prediction so many years ago? No one asked the question. But the question is an important one. Now, why don't people ask this question? Not because they don't notice it. They don't want to notice it. Now, when a person doesn't want to notice something, that means that he already noticed it. That's the way the mind works. And you have to fight that thing which is in him, and it takes to wipe it out, That's what it's not about. But the Jews are associated with God. I don't think anyone can keep them in a book. They can't deny it. It's no thing all over the world. You see, that part came to it. That the Torah is, the whole world knows about the Torah and knows about the Jews. That part definitely came to it. You see that? That's what it is. You want this water called Sinai? So we show me all that Sinai. What was the cause of the hatred of the Jews? Sinai. Sinai was the cause. What is Sinai? Sinai means the contention that there is a relationship between a supreme being and a certain nation. Now, every nation knew that even then. They knew there was this contention. You know? And they thought they lived in a rational way, and the people of knowledge lived in a rational way. This whole thing is concerned. There's a great possibility of such a thing. This possibility has to be uprooted. That's the point. Okay. Now they try to put it through. That's why that's Christianity and Islam. Basically, you look at those two religions, you see what a copy, carbon copy they are. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. You want to make a religion, make up your own religion. There's things that they do, because just figure out, don't face this lion, or face that guy there. The stuff, it's all, you can see why? Because that itself shows you that they recognize there's something here. Otherwise, why are you copying it? Why copy it like that? Okay? The reason is because there is a recognition there. But if the recognition doesn't want to...
why do you have a religion at all?
That's right. Why have a religion at all? And why accept the Old Testament? Accept the very book that is the basis of the idol. But see, there is a recognition there. But the attempt is to recognize it and wipe it out at the same time. You see? It's a conflict. It's an ambivalence. It's an ambivalence.
Yeah.
It's an ambivalence.
But this is really related to the West.
You know, the brother, it seems to be it's related to Yitzchak. That's like a superstitious idea. Hey, he's giving over the brachas, and therefore, if he gives it over to this one, or this one, or the other. And so, in order to understand this, let's take a look at another case of brachas that we have. Forget about Yitzchak for a minute. Another case of brachas that we have. We have brachas today also. Even though Yitzchak isn't here today. We still have brachas today. What is brachas today we have? Brachas Kahanim. Right. Exactly right. Birchas Kahanim. Birchas Kahanim is an interesting thing. The main Birchas Kahanim was in Midgar. Midrash. And in Midrash, but we have it today also, even the Druid. Now, Birchas Kahanim is an interesting thing. The Rambam makes a test. The Rambam says, don't, this is maybe a wonder, how could this Amor have changed the time in the Varach is great? So that's not Tasha. Why is that Tasha? Because the prophet says, the son who is to me, I'll be near Yisrael, but I need a Varach. I need a Kahanim and a Varach, the Varach is still Yisrael. So much new the name of Shavani of Arachim means the Kohen enunciates the words, but who is the original of Arach? I thought it was a prophet, help me read better. And you see that the prophet says, great, Rani of Arachim. The only Mavarach is the Rabbanah Shavani. There is no other Mavarach besides God. Now, so the question is, if that's the case, so what do you have to do the Birchat Kanam for? The answer is, because the Bracha requires a certain situation in order to be realized. The situation is, that there should be verbalization of the bracha, and that the Am should realize what the bracha is. And the Gemara says that by Birchas Kahanim, Kesheni Shekain V'Chayav Mavarach, Kacha Am Chayav V'Shmaya. That's listen to every single word from the Kohen. So you see that the bracha, in order to be realized, requires a certain situation. The situation is that a person should recognize, as a matter of fact, that's why the Lachar Brachas is standing back at the Kahanim, and you won't get the bracha. Wasn't he won't get the bracha standing back at the Kahanim? Actually, punim al punim, he has to have the realization that he is omeid mishnei ha-shina. And the mitzvah really was shina. That's why he wanted to look at the Kahanim's hand. He was shina. He has to be in a state of mind that he recognizes his omeid mishnei ha-shina, and this is the bracha that he's going to receive, and the bracha is from God. Okay? This realization is what is necessary in order for the bracha to be realized. God doesn't want to see the bracha he doesn't know about. God wants that the bracha that he gets to be one which is comprehended, understood, and it should be understood in terms of who the Mavarach is. That's why it's a Shekhinah, and that is no good. And also, it should be understood what the nature of the bracha is. You see? That's what Allah is. Now, by Yitzchak was the exact same thing. Yitzchak had a tzavah that he had to give over his bracha. He knew he had to give over his bracha. Who he was to give it to, that he had to decide. Okay? But the thing was like this. The bracha would only be of value, just like by Birchas Kahanim, the situation was necessary. You had to be a recipient of the bracha. The situation was necessary in order for the bracha to take place. Just the same bracha in the world without anybody knowing what it's known as. You had to be omeid before Yitzchak, and the pasuk says, Va'avorechacha lefnei adei shem lefnei maisi. The Gemara says that the bracha was Yud Ruach HaKodesh. So it was omeid lefnei Hashchina. It had to be in front of Yitzchak. I had to have the awareness that he's omeid lefnei Hashchina, concentrate on the words of the bracha, what the bracha meant, understand the bracha. That was necessary in order for the bracha to be realized. The situation was necessary in order for the bracha to be realized. That's why it didn't matter what Yitzchak was machaber to. Because Yitzchak wasn't the Mavarech. If Yitzchak was the Mavarech,
The whole thing was going to be a fable. The Israelite was doomed and ruined, but he wanted to want to answer. Yitzchak wasn't a Mavara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Mavara. Yitzchak was only a means in creating the situation which was necessary for the bracha to be realized. He was the one that created the Gilui Tzino, which was given to Ruach HaKadosh, and the one who stood before him and who understood, knew that he was standing before the Tzino and understood what the brachas meant, that was the one that was going to receive it. And Yitzchak knew one thing. He knew that once it was, it would only be done once. That was it. That's why when Esav came in, and Esav said, he said, Gam Baruch Hiya. He said about this. Who was the one who came and took the brachas? Gam Baruch Hiya. Because Ramban said, because he knew this was given to Ruach HaKadosh, he knew that this was the way it had to be given over. But the Mevarech was not Yitzchak. The Mevarech was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The brach of Yitzchak was Kim, it's out of line. You don't have any Mevarech in Kali Yisrael besides the Mevarech Lama. And anyway, that's the basic thing in the habit. The Mevarech is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But the situation was necessary because the bracha, God didn't want to just give a bracha. It's like Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The bracha has to be given to man, that man should be in a certain state of realization of what the bracha is, from who it is, has to be Lefanov, and that's why it was the one that was Eimed Lefanov that got the bracha. Who was Eimed Lefanov? It was Yaakov that was Eimed Lefanov. That's why, that was important.